Thank you, everyone, for tuning in. Toloi pokeo. We appreciate it. Salamat. Okay, we'll open in prayer. Father, we give thanks for the Lord Jesus and for thy kindness to us and allowing us to be the recipients of grace to have heard the gospel and to be able to share the gospel with others today. We pray for the effort that we've just heard of at Joey Bakery there in England, and pray for blessing and souls, and for us also in Bridgewater at this time, and for the meetings concluded last night. We believe down Hickory, we would pray for there will be more blessing there. Think of them in Waverly, Ontario, and up in Edmonton, Green River area. Pray for blessing on these gospel meetings. We would ask you for help today as we give thanks for thy kindness and pray for all who are here today. Remember Aldrin Rose and Aldrin's family very particularly with this loss. And we would pray that thou will draw very near to them and ask you that there will be indeed a work of God even through this. And so we would look to thee for thy kindness to us today in the name of the Lord Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
Okay, we are going to read in three different places today. And the first one is found in the book of Luke, chapter 4, and we'll read it verse 16. And then Raquel can read it. Maybe our reading's a little bit lengthy today. I apologize for being in my car. I'm traveling to meet my new grandson. And so I'm just making the best I can here in the car. So in Luke 4:16, it says, "And he came," that's the Lord Jesus, "came to Nazareth, where he had been brought up. And as his custom was, he went into the synagogue on the Sabbath day and stood up to read. And there was delivered unto him the book of the prophet Isaiah. And when he opened the book, he found the place where it was written, 'The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he hath anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives, and the recovering of sight to the blind, and to set at liberty those that are bruised, and to preach the acceptable year of the Lord.' And he closed the book and gave it to the minister and sat down, and the eyes of all them that were in the synagogue were fastened on him."
Okay, basahin natin sa Tagalog, sa Aklat ng Lucas, chapter 4, verse 16 hanggang 21. Verse 16, "Umuwi si Jesus sa Nazareth, ang bayan na kung saan siya lumaki. Gaya ng kanyang nakaugalian, pumasok siya sa sinagoga ng araw ng Sabat. Tumayo siya upang bumasa. 17, at do'y ibinigay sa kanya ang kasulatan ni Propeta Isaias. Binuksan niya ito sa dakong kinasusulatan ng ganito. Verse 18, "Ang Espiritu ng Panginoon ay sumasa akin, sapagkat hinirang niya ako upang ipangaral sa mga mahihirap ang magandang balita. Isinugo niya ako upang ipahayag sa mga bihag na sila'y lalaya at sa mga bulag na sila'y makakakita. Isinugo ako upang palayain ang mga inaapi. 19, at upang ipahayag na darating na ang panahon ng pagliligtas ng Panginoon. Verse 20, inirolyo niya isinara niya ang kasulatan, at matapos isauli sa tagapag-ingat, siya'y naupo, nakatitig sa kanya ang lahat ng nasa sinagoga. 21, at sinabi niya sa kanila, 'Ang kasulatang ito sa inyong na inyong narinig ay natupad ngayon.'"
Now we'll read in another scripture, and that is found in John chapter 5 and verse 39 and 40. John 5, verse 39 and 40, "Search the scriptures, for in them you think you have eternal life, and they are they which testify of me, and you will not come to me that you might have life."
At sa aklat ng Juan, chapter 5, verses 39 at 40, verse 39, "Saliksikin ninyo ang mga kasulatan, sapagkat iniisip ninyo na sa mga iyon ay mayroon kayong buhay na walang hanggan. At ang mga ito ay silang nagpapatotoo sa akin. 40. At hindi kayo magsisilapit sa akin upang kayo'y magkaroon ng buhay.
Now, just another couple of verses near the end of our Bible in Revelation chapter 20. And I think we'll just read verse 11 and 12. And it says there, "And I saw a great white throne, and him that sat on it, from whose face the heaven and earth fled away, and there was found no place for them. And I saw the dead, small and great, stand before God, and the books were opened. And another book was opened, which is the book of life, and the dead were judged out of those things that which were written in the books according to their works."
At ang ating panghuling mga talata na babasahin ay matatagpuan sa aklat ng Pahayag. Pahayag chapter 20, verse 11 hanggang 12. Verse 11. "Pagkatapos nito'y nakita ko ang isang malaking tronong puti at ang nakaupo doon. Naglaho ang lupa't langit sa kanyang harapan at hindi na nakita pang muli." Verse 12. "Nakita kong nakatayo sa harap ng trono ang mga namatay, maging dakila at hamak. At binuksan ang mga aklat. Binuksan ang isa pang aklat, ang aklat ng buhay. Hinatulan ang mga patay ayon sa kanilang ginawa batay sa nakasulat sa mga aklat."
I want to speak just on these three different passages on books that are opened.
Sa araw na ito ay nais na ipahayag ni David ang mga bagay patungkol sa aklat na binuksan.
In the first passage in Luke chapter 4, I want to think about the book that Christ opened.
At sa aklat ng Lucas na ating unang binasa ay kanyang ipahahayag ang patungkol sa aklat na binuksan ni Kristo.
In the second passage in John chapter 5, I want to speak about the book you should open.
At sa aklat ni Juan chapter 5 ay kanya namang ipahayag ang aklat na nararapat ninyong buksan.
And then in Revelation chapter 20, I want to speak about the books that God will open in judgment.
At sa aklat ng pahayag ay kanya namang ipahayag ang aklat na bubuksan ng Diyos para sa kanyang paghuhukom.
In Luke chapter 4, where Christ opened this book, it was actually a portion of the Old Testament.
At sa aklat ng Lucas, ang aklat na binuksan ng Panginoong Jesus ay bahagi lamang ng mga ng aklat ng Lumang Tipan.
It was actually only the book of Isaiah that he opened on this time.
At ito ang mga talatang ito na binuksan ni Kristo ng Panginoong Jesus ay ang bahagi ng aklat ng Isaias.
It was actually a different book than we would use, but it was a scroll that would be rolled from one hand to the other.
Marahil ito ay kakaiba sa ating aklat na ating binubuksan ngayon, sapagkat ng mga panahon na iyon, ito ay isang parang scroll o isang bagay na binubuksan upang mabasa ng nagbabasa.
In 1947, when the Dead Sea Scrolls were found, this scroll was found to be 7.34 meters long.
At noong 1947 ay natagpuan ang mga scroll na ito at ito ay sumusukat ng how many meter did you say?
7.34 meters long, I believe.
Ito ay sumusukat ng 7 metro.
It was 17 different leather parchments sewed together with linen thread.
Ito ay pitong magkakaibang bagay na na ginagawang sulatan ng mga bagay na ng mga unang panahon.
I only say that because it's interesting, and I want you to understand that the book itself was different.
At nais lamang banggitin ni David ang mga bagay na ito upang ipahayag sa atin na ang mga bagay na ito ay naiiba.
The Bible I hold is leather bound. It's bound in the spine, but this was a scroll that rolled from one side to the other, but it was the same words.
So sa mga taong ito o sa modernong ating panahon, ang mga aklat ay kakaiba sa noong unang panahon. Ngayon ito ay ay mayroong mga iba-ibang may iba't ibang kaparaanan upang ito ay bugkusin. Subalit ng mga panahong iyon, ang mga panulat ay inilalagay sa ibang klaseng bagay. Subalit ang mga nilalaman nito ay magkakatulad, at ito ay katulad rin ng ating nababasa o ating hinahawakang Biblia sa panahong ito.
What excites me is that while our book is different, the words are the same that Christ had to draw from, to read from.
At marahil mayroong pagkakaiba ang mga bagay kung saan sinulat ang mga salita ng Diyos. Subalit ito, ang mga salitang narito ay mayroong pagkakatulad kung saan binasa ng Panginoon ang mga bagay na ipinahayag niya.
We are very privileged to have a Bible.
At ito ay isang pribilehiyo sa atin na tayo ay mayroong mga Biblia.
When we hold the Bible, we are holding the Word of God.
At kung ating hinahawakan o binabasa ang ating Biblia, ay ating binabasa o hinahawakan ang salita ng Diyos.
And when Christ himself was here and he wanted to declare salvation, he read from the Bible.
At nang ang Panginoong Jesus ay naririto at ipinahayag ang kaligtasan, ay binasa niya ang mga salita sa Biblia.
He himself is the Word of God, and yet he took what had already been written and he read from it to show us salvation.
Siya mismo ang salita ng Diyos, subalit upang ipahayag sa atin ang kaligtasan, ay nararapat niyang ay binasa niya ang mga salita sa ating Biblia.
So we are very privileged to have the Word of God.
At ito isang pribilehiyo para sa atin na mayroon tayong salita ng Diyos.
Now when the Lord Jesus read from this book, he didn't avoid what it said about sin.
At nang basahin ng Panginoong Jesus ang mga talatang ito, ay hindi niya iniwasan ang pagsasalita patungkol sa ating mga kasalanan.
He chose a passage that tells us about what sin does.
At pinili niya ang mga talata na nagsasaad kung ano ba ang kasalanan.
He read a passage that says that we are poor before God. We have nothing to give God.
Kanyang binasa ang mga talatang sinagsasabing tayo ay mahirap sa harapan ng Diyos at wala tayong maibibigay sa Diyos.
He read a passage that says we are brokenhearted, our hearts are broken and ruined by sin.
At kanya rin niya ipinahayag o binasa na ang mga talatang nagsasaad tayo ay mahirap at ang ating mga puso ay walang ay sira mula sa ating mga kasalanan.
He also highlighted the fact that we are captives, we are slaves to sin.
Kanya ring ipinahayag na tayo ay mga alipin ng ating mga kasalanan.
Then he made reference to physical blindness, which again is a picture of our spiritual blindness in sin.
At ibinahagi rin niya na tayo ay ang patungkol sa pisikal na pagkabulag na siyang naglalarawan ng ating pagkabulag na espiritual.
And then he made reference to the fact that we can be set at liberty from the crushing weight of the burden of our sins.
At kanya rin ipinahayag na tayo ay maaaring mapalaya mula sa ating mga kasalanang sa ating mga kasalanan.
And in Luke 4 and verse 21, he tells them that this day that scripture was fulfilled in their ears.
At sinabi niya sa talatang 21 na ang kasulatang ito na inyong narinig ay natupad ngayon.
You see, the Lord Jesus came to bring salvation to us.
At ating tandaan na ang Panginoong Jesus ay naparito upang magbigay ng kaligtasan para sa atin mula sa ating mga kasalanan.
And when he opened his mouth to declare salvation to sinners, he used the scriptures.
At nang kanyang ibuka ang kanyang bibig upang iparinig sa mga tao ang patungkol sa kaligtasan ay kanyang ginamit ang mga salita ng Diyos.
And he is teaching us that when we want to be saved, we do not look within ourselves for that.
At ito ay nagsasaad na kung nais nating maligtas, ay huwag tayong titingin sa ating mga sarili.
Rather, he says we look for Christ in the scriptures for our salvation.
Subalit kanyang sinabi na tayo ay tumingin sa Biblia o sa salita ng Diyos para sa ating kaligtasan.
Just to quote a scripture in 1 Timothy 1 verse 15, it says that this is a faithful saying and worthy of all acceptation. And then it gives the purpose why Christ came. That Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners. And the scriptures tell us of that.
So sa unang Timoteo, ating basahin sa Tagalog ang talatang binanggit ni David. Unang Timoteo, chapter 1, verse 15. Totoo ang pahayag na ito at dapat paniwalaan ng lahat. Si Kristo Jesus ay dumating sa sanlibutan upang iligtas ang mga makasalanan.
So if there is some of my audience today that wants to learn about salvation, don't look for it in religion or what you can do.
At kung sino man sa mga nakikinig ngayon na nangangailangan ng kaligtasan, huwag kayong tumingin sa relihiyon upang ito ay inyong makamit.
Salvation can only be found through the Lord Jesus, and we read about Him and what He has done in the Scriptures, the Bible.
Ang kaligtasan ay matatagpuan lamang sa Panginoong Jesus, at ito ay ating nakita at ating mababasa sa ating Biblia.
The second scripture we read is not the book that Christ opened, but he tells others to open that same book.
At ang ating ikalawang puntos ay hindi ang aklat na binuksan ni Kristo, kung hindi ang aklat na kanyang sinabing ating nararapat nating buksan. Ito ay kagaya rin, ito ay ang Biblia.
They thought because of their religion and their knowledge of the scriptures that somehow that would give them a means of salvation from within themselves.
Ang maraming tao ang nag-aakala na sapagkat sila ay relihiyoso, ito ay maaaring magbigay sa kanila ng kaligtasan.
And so he says, you think that you'll have eternal life just simply because you are religious and you know the scriptures.
Kanyang sinabi na marahil alam ninyo na kayo ay mayroong buhay na walang hanggan. Dahilan lamang, dahil alam ninyo ang mga salita ng Diyos.
But instead he says, the scriptures tell about me and you won't come to me for salvation.
Subalit kanyang sinabi na ang mga salita ng Diyos ay nagpapatotoo patungkol sa kanya at kayo ay hindi lalapit sa kanya upang magkaroon ng kaligtasan.
So we are learning something very simple but something very definite from the mouth of the Lord Jesus himself.
At ating natututunan ang mga bagay na siyang nararapat nating gawin mula sa Panginoong Jesus.
And that is this, that there is no salvation for those who will not come to the Lord Jesus for salvation.
At ang mga bagay na ito ay walang kaligtasang makakamit kung tayo ay hindi lalapit sa Panginoong Jesus.
And he tells these people, you should not open the scriptures simply to support your own idea of religion, but rather to find Christ.
Sinabi niya na huwag ninyong saliksikin ang mga, huwag ninyong buksan ang kasulatan o ang aklat upang
They shouldn't come to the scriptures and read it to support just their religion, but rather to find Christ.
All right. Wag ninyong buksan ang aklat ng kasulatan upang suportahan ang inyong relihiyon. Kung hindi, buksan ninyo ito upang hanapin ang Panginoong Hesukristo.
So the good news today is that you can be saved, but it's through Christ.
At ang magandang balita sa araw na ito ay maaari kayong maligtas sa pamamagitan ni Hesukristo.
The Savior himself opened the same scriptures and he read about himself and he declared salvation.
At siya mismo ang Panginoong Hesukristo ay binuksan ang salita o ang Biblia na salita ng Diyos upang ipahayag ang kaligtasan.
And in this second passage, he tells them, you should open the scriptures and find Christ for yourself.
At sinabi niya sa mga talata na saliksikin o pag-aralin ninyo o buksan ang kasulatan upang makita ninyo ang Panginoong Hesukristo.
Yesterday, visiting and inviting people to meetings that we are having, a man asked us, where would you read in scripture?
Kahapon nang ama si David ay bumibisita sa mga taong kanilang inaanyayahan para makinig sa mensahe, ay may isang lalaking nagtanong kung saan ba niya bubuksan ang salita ng Diyos.
I was happy to tell him that all the scriptures are great, but the Gospel of John is an excellent book to read if you want to find the Lord Jesus.
Sinabi niya na ang bawat talata sa Biblia ay napakahalaga. Subalit, kanyang sinabi sa lalaki na mabuksan niya sa aklat ng Juan upang makita niya ang Panginoong Jesus.
And I would say the same to you today. If you are interested in being saved, you need to find Christ, and you'll find him in the scriptures.
At ngayon ay aming ipinahayag sa inyo na kung nais ninyo ng kaligtasan, ay buksan ninyo ang inyong Biblia at inyong matatagpuan ang Panginoong Jesus.
So we've talked about the book that Christ opened. It was the Bible.
At ating napag-aralan ang aklat na binuksan ni Kristo. At ito ang Biblia.
And we've talked about the book that Christ said you and I should open to find Christ and salvation. It's the Bible.
At amin din kanya rin ipinahayag ang aklat na nararapat ninyong buksan. At ito ay ang Biblia.
But the last and very solemn passage in Revelation chapter 20 is about judgment.
At ang ating huling puntos ay ang patungkol na napakahalaga ay ang patungkol sa paghukom ng Diyos.
It tells us of a day when heaven and earth will be passed away and souls will be summoned to stand before God.
Ito ay nagpapahayag sa atin ng mga sandali na ang mundo ay mawawala at tayo ay tatayo sa harapan ng ating Diyos.
This great throne suspended in space, seemingly it's a white throne to show the purity of God's judgment.
At ito ay nagpapahayag na isang napakalaking trono at ito ay puti na nagpapahayag ng paghuhukom ng Diyos.
And those who died having never trusted Christ are summoned to stand one by one before this awesome judge.
At ang mga taong walang namatay nang walang kaligtasan ay ipinasundo at tatayo sa harapan ng dakilang manghuhukom sa mga araw na iyon.
And again, I believe this Bible will be opened not to declare salvation as we've seen, but now to show God's justice.
At kami naniniwala na ang Biblia ay bubuksan muli, hindi upang makita ang kaligtasan, kung hindi upang maipahayag ang nakalulunos na paghukom ng Diyos.
And at that awesome scene of judgment, that frightening scene of judgment, the Bible will be read to show God's perfect standard.
At sa mga pagkakataong iyon, ay aming at sa mga pagkakataong iyon na ang ay bubuksan ang Biblia. Upang ipahayag ang pagiging makatwiran ng Panginoon o ng Diyos.
And then there are two other books that are made mention of. One is the book of the sinner's own works.
At mayroon pang dalawang aklat na bubuksan. At ang isang aklat ay ang aklat na kung saan nakasulat ang mga bagay o mga kasalanang ginawa.
The Bible says in Romans 3:23 that all have sinned, and so we all would have our own book.
At mula sa aklat ng mga taga-Roma ay pinahayag doon na ang lahat ay nagkasala.
You see, when a person is saved, those sins are forgiven and that book is erased.
At ayon sa ating mga talata na ayon sa Biblia na ang taong makasalanan na pinatawad na, ang mga kasalanang ito ay nabura na o binura na.
What the Lord Jesus did, suffering on the cross of Calvary and dying, is enough to pay for our sins, my sins and yours.
At ang sakripisyong ginawa ng Panginoong Jesus sa krus, ang kanyang pagdurusa at pagkamatay ay sapat na upang maalisin o mabura ang ating mga kasalanan.
But if you never listen to what scriptures say about the Lord Jesus and that salvation he offers, your sin book will never be erased.
Subalit kung hindi kayo makikinig o hindi ninyo tatanggapin ang Panginoong Jesus, ang mga kasalanang ito ay mananatili sa inyo.
And along with the Bible, God's perfect standard, your sin book will be opened when you stand before Christ in judgment.
At mula sa Biblia at sa napakataas na I did not know what the course. Can you repeat that?
Just that if your sin is never forgiven, your sin book will be opened when you stand before God for judgment.
At kung hindi mapapatawad ang inyong mga kasalanan, ang aklat ng inyong mga kasalanan ay bubuksan at kayo ay tatayo sa harapan ng Diyos para sa inyong paghuhukom.
When a person is saved, not only is their sin book erased, but their name is also written in God's book of life.
At kung ang taong mayroong kaligtasan, hindi lamang ang aklat ng kanilang kasalanan ay mabubura, subalit ang kanilang pangalan ay maitatala sa aklat ng buhay.
And according to the Bible, at this time of judgment, that book will be opened as well, and every sinner that's go ahead.
At ayon sa Biblia, ang aklat na ito ay bubuksan din.
And for those who stand there with their names never written in the book of life, a search will be made to prove it was never written. They were never saved.
At ang mga taong hindi na nakatala sa aklat ng buhay ay ipahanap at katunayan lamang na ang kanilang mga pangalan ay hindi nakasulat sa aklat ng buhay.
Every life will be examined. And every sin gone into, and every excuse will be silenced.
At ang bawat buhay ay
every life will be examined.
At ang lahat ay matatahimik.
Every sin will be looked at.
At ang bawat kasalanan ay titingnan.
Every excuse will be silenced and the person will stand speechless before God.
At ang bawat isa ay tatayo na walang masasabi para sa Diyos.
Only those who are saved and their names are written in the book of life will escape that dreaded day of judgment.
At ang mga taong mayroong kaligtasan lamang ang makaiiwas sa araw na iyon ng dakilang paghuhukom ng Diyos.
So my question for you today as we close is this.
At ang aming katanungan sa inyo sa aming pagtatapos ay ito.
Is there ever a time in your life when you were saved, born again, and your name was written in heaven?
Mayroon bang panahon sa inyong buhay na kayo ay naligtas? Na kayo ay nagsisi sa inyong mga kasalanan at ang inyong pangalan ay naisulat sa aklat ng buhay.
Did you ever have that same day when you trusted the Lord Jesus Christ and Christ alone for the forgiveness of your sins?
Mayroon bang panahon sa inyong buhay na kayo ay nagtiwala sa Panginoong Jesus para sa kaligtasan ng inyong kasalanan?
If you've never had that day, I pray that today will be that day when you open the Bible and you find Christ for yourself.
Kung ito ay hindi niyo pa nagagawa ang aming dalangin, ito ay inyong gawin sa araw na ito upang kayo ay magkaroon ng kaligtasan.
Christ is the one who came to save. He opened the Bible to declare salvation.
Ang Panginoong Jesus ang naparito upang magligtas at kanyang binuksan ang salita ng Diyos upang ipahayag ang kaligtasan.
In the Bible, we find he came to die in my place so that I could be saved.
Ito'y ating matatagpuan sa Biblia na siya ay naparito upang mamatay at upang ako ay magkaroon ng kaligtasan.
And he tells us that we should open the Bible and search for Christ and trust him for our salvation.
At kanyang ipinahayag na ating buksan ang Biblia upang ating matagpuan ang kaligtasan.
So that we will never stand before God in that terrible day of judgment.
Upang tayo ay makaiwas at hindi tumayo sa araw ng paghuhukom, ng dakilang paghuhukom ng Diyos.
Because for those who arrive at that judgment day not saved, there's only one destination. They'll be cast into the lake of fire.
At sa mga taong tatayo sa harapan ng Diyos sa araw na iyon ng paghukom, ay mayroon lamang silang isang destinasyon, kung ang kapahamakan sa impyerno.
For those who are saved, it'll be far different. It'll be heaven, and it's forever.
At sa mga taong mayroong kaligtasan, ay kakaiba sapagkat sila ay tutungo sa kalangitan magpasawalang hanggan.
I pray that you'll trust Christ today and accept the scriptures for your assurance and confidence.
At ang aming panalangin na inyong tanggapin si Kristo at makita ninyo sa Biblia ang kaligtasan.
Now we'll pray. Father, we give thanks for thy son. We know that we've talked about very solemn things today, yet we've also talked about the wonder of the Lord Jesus and what he came to do for us as Savior. We pray that someone will trust him today. Again, we would think of Aldrin and Ace and the family. Commit them to thee and ask for thy blessing upon each one of them. And we would just look to thee for thy goodness to us continued in the rest of the day. In the name of the Lord Jesus, amen.